And if you go in the churchyard in the spring,
yeah,
all the way around the perimeter, the daffodils all the way around there.
Really?
Yeah. And Fred Yap's friend, Eric Dipper, yeah, that was Bill Dipper's son, he had a fruit and veg shop in Tenbury. Oh. And he used to have these daffodils. It came to the end of the season, and he hadn't sold them. And we used to have them, we planted them all around there, like.
Oh.
Yeah.
And they still come up every year now?
Yeah, they come up every year.
Gosh.
And then that avenue, the avenue of trees is not so good now. Mm. Right from the church, up to the top of the road there.
Mm.
And Fred planted those.
Really? Are they the fir trees?
The fir trees, there in the garden, like.
Oh, it. Right.
Those were from Eric Dipper again, as he hadn't sold them on Christmas, like, so we planted them. When you go down to the church, there's some Christmas trees there.
Yes.
Only, there's only about this side there.
Yeah.
And I have my beehives in amongst there, in between them.
Right.
And if we were going to church, it would be about the middle of May, I expect. Mm. And just as I got down there, Fred Yap, the man's like, he said, well, but he says, the bees are swarmed. Oh. And I said, oh, Frank, I said, where are they? He said, up there on the post, look. Anyway, in front of the house then, they got chicken pens, they got fancy bantams in there, like. Mm. And it was in the wire netting on the post, like, you know, a bit awkward. Mm. And so I said, we're going to the church now, so I just have to get the bees. Anyway, she never had nothing to do with bees, like, you know what I mean? They terrify some people, like,
yeah, they do.
You know, you've been at home, there's about 20 or 30,000 bees, yeah, there, like, you know. Anyway, I said, I just have to get them, like, they said, oh, I'll give you a hand. So I fixed her up with a jerkin and some Wellingtons, like, and a veil. And, the bees, you can smoke them, mm, make them run uphill, but they won't go downhill, like,
right,
they'll run uphill. So I put a skip on top of the post, give them a bit of smoke, start them to go on, so give them a bit more showing off, like. Anyway, got on with next excited. After about 20 minutes, I had a look, there were a bloody bee.
Never?
They'd gone, they hadn't gone in there, like.
Oh.
So of course I was a bit deflated then.
Yeah.
Anyway, starts to pack the tack up, like. And looked her around like that. God, I've never seen. I wish I had a camera. These bees, they're on her backside.
Never!
I'm 20,000 ready bees. Everybody's around me for a small amount. That's what I thought.
She screamed.
And I thought, God, what can I, you know, for a minute I panicked. Like, I thought, well, what the hell can I do?
Mm.
And I thought, if I tell her what I did, I can never see her again. Anyway, she stands still me. She said, why not come after? I said, you've got two bees on your bum. Open your legs. Anyway, I pushed the skip between it, give her a good karate chop, and they all went in there like, God. She said, where they come from? I said, don't ask. Yeah, they used to have the milk round in the village, yeah, mm-hmm, and Fred used to deliver the milk up there with horses, well, Trixie the pony and trap line.
Mm-hmm.
And in those days, people used to pay so much, they used to give them so much a donation towards the churchyard for the cutting of it, like.
Oh.
And a chap out at Stoke Bliss, what's his name? Norman, his name was. Real old, well, Sir Norman from Dunham Bridge, his grandpa, his uncle, he used to do it, like. And he's a bit eccentric, he's a grave digger as well, like.
Oh, right.
And when he come to dig a grave, always got to be precise, you know, like.
Yeah.
Immaculate, like, you get a short bit of stick for the shoulders,
yeah,
and a smaller bit for the foot,
right,
and
and shaped it around.
Oh, really shaped it out, yeah.
Yeah.
And it was a wet time like this, and I was doing the milking in the morning, like, and he came down, and he dug the grave, like, the day before, and the funeral, I think, was about 2 o'clock, and this would be 8 o'clock, I was finishing off the milking, he came in, he's in tears. He says, sorry, he says, ain't it a mess? I said, what do you mean, Bill? Sorry, he says, you come and have a look. Anyway, I went with him after I finished the milking, like, and he dug this grave, and he was a craftsman. He loved his job, it had got to be perfect, like, and the next grave, I won't say who it was, I'd come into it.
And oh,
I filled it up, and you could see the other coffin there, like,
oh, no.
Oh, he was broken-hearted, he was.
Mm.
Anyway, he got it all out and put some sheet iron down, like, and they put the green, what's name, down.
Mm.
But poor old Bill, I felt ever so sorry for him.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
I'd have just slid in like.
Okay.
And he used to cut that church out twice a year, it was cut then.
Mm.
And I think it's about 12, between 12 and 15 pounds he charged for cutting it. He cut it all by hand with a scythe and a hook. And all over the churchyard then, there was little iron crosses with numbers on, you know.
Mm.
And you could trace all the folks that had died. Mm. And then in the 50s, somebody had the bright idea of getting rid of them to make it easier for mowing. Of course, now you can't trace none of the graves now, right? Not in the old ground. But he used to pick everyone up, cut underneath it, and then put it back in again.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that church, like, it's something special about it.
Yes.
When you go in there, you went in there a bit?
Yeah.
Yeah, you see that curtain as you go through?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that was made out of a fleece that I swore up on, Fred Yap's cups.
Really?
Yeah, I'm sure down, yeah. And, it was Fred's cup, I sheared it, and the beer of my old spun it and woke the curtain like.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, when you go in the church, as you go up to the altar on the left-hand side in the north wall, there's a little window, did you see, for a display in there, a metal display?
Oh, yes.
And then
yeah.
a plaque underneath.
Hmm.
Kieran Bledy and his sister. Oh, they two lovely kids they were, like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he got murdered. And she had a riding accident at a Christmas time, like, yeah, killed her.
Okay.
And the family put that in there, like.
The window.
Yeah.
Mm.
Tragic, like.
That is tragic.
Two in one family.
Oh.